Brian Finn is here with the Business News. Morning, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. This time last year, pressure came to bear on the banks to offer better returns to depositors against the backdrop of rising interest rates. Now that the ECB has started reducing rates, savers may have to act fairly promptly if they're to secure the best returns. Mark Cohn, founder of MoneySherpa.ie, is on the line. So we had a quarter point cut from the ECB in June. Mark, have deposit rates already started to come down?
They've pretty much held firm, but the reason for that is that Irish banks didn't really pass on, certainly the instant account rates, which 90% of us have money in, onto savers. So there isn't much to come down as such. Irish savers currently have over 130 billion euros in instant access accounts, getting just over 0.1% interest on average. So there isn't much room there.
So, and that's the point here, is that we've got all this money sitting in these accounts that don't yield anything. So we have to be willing to put the money away for a period of time in order to get good returns. So where are the best returns at the moment?
Yeah, what's really interesting, because there has been a big change, because digital banks like Revolut, Bunk and N26 are now targeting those savers with instant accounts. And they're offering instant rates more in line with what you would see in the rest of Europe. So, for example, Brian, the Dutch equivalent of Revolut, a company called Bunk, has just launched in Ireland a 3.36% instant rate last week. And that's 13 times better than the best instant savings rate that's currently available from the Irish banks. So just to give you a flavor for that, on 10,000 euro over 3 years, that earns 659 euros more in interest than the best Irish bank rate. So the difference is quite considerable.
And you have to be willing to put your money away for a period to avail of that.
Those rates actually are instant. So you don't have to do that at all. And 90% of our money is in instant accounts like the ones I mentioned. But you could also fix using another digital bank, for example. There's a company called Raisin, which is a German bank. And you could lock in your rates as high as 3.65% for the next year. So all of these banks are covered by the same guarantees as the Irish banks. So there's no real reason for savers not to consider switching.
And that's a key question for people. Is it safe to put my money with these online operators? If I need to get it back, will I get it? So they are covered by the guarantees, you're saying?
Yeah, so the ones I mentioned, the Revolut, Bunk, N26, which is a German bank, and Raisin, which is another German bank, they're all covered by the European Deposit Guarantee Scheme. They're insured, therefore, up to 100,000 euros and have the same guarantees that your money would have if it was in an Irish bank.
And what are the banks offering at the moment? They did up their game after pressure last year.
Yes, but the instant rates didn't move. And that is where 90% of the money is. But you're absolutely right, Brian. They did increase their fixed savings rate. So AIB, for example, is now at 1.75%, Bank of Ireland at 1.5%, Permanent TSB at 1.5% for a one-year fixed. Now, that does compare to that Raisin rate of 3.65%. So it is still considerably behind what you could get with the digital banks.
Just briefly, Mark, is another ECB rate cut likely in September, do you think?
I think it's very likely. I think it's been incredibly well signalled. It's also been pretty much priced in both on mortgage rates and on savings rates by the banks because it's been so well signalled. So I don't expect too much movement in the retail market, apart from those people who are on tracker mortgages.
Mark Cohn of MoneySherpa.ie, thank you very much indeed.